I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a
soldier. No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
Welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. I was just with Jesse this morning at Mass. He's on his way into L.A. to do more research on this movie they're going to do on his book on the devils and the city of angels. So keep him in your prayers. He will be back soon. He's got to get that work done with the movie company that's going to put this movie out that I hope will bring many souls to Christ. Today I have my good friend Steve Ray coming on board. We're going to be talking about several topics. One is a priest, Monsignor Charles Pope, urges the bishops to basically push back the restrictions that the states are doing regarding going to church and opening up our churches and not having so much of the restrictions. That's one thing we're going to talk about. The second thing we're going to talk about is the real reason mainstream media is falsely pushing liberal narratives like Google. There's a whole big story on that. And I just want to bring that up to your attention. I have Hillsdale College, which is a Protestant college I actually support, Steve Ray. There he is. I see Steve. Welcome, Steve, to the Terry and Jesse Show, brother. Steve, we're going to also talk, and that's, I think Hillsdale's in Michigan, not far from you.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a very unique university and has my total support.
Me too. I actually give them money because you know why? They're doing great work. Hey,
You know what makes them unique, Terry, is they refuse to take any money from the federal government. Therefore, they can do whatever they want without having any dictates from the government.
And that's the model Thomas Aquinas College in Santa Paula does. I would say that's where we had our problems in colleges when we started taking money from the government. Also, Steve Ray, I want to talk a little bit. We've got two segments with you. It might not get to this, but this is pretty sad. The Archbishop in Santa Fe is banning indoor masses, but he's leaving the cathedral gift shop open for business. I mean, something's wrong with that. When I read his letter of congratulations to Biden, Vice President Biden, and the election really isn't over yet, I can see why he did that, because it's very sad that he did that. And also, I'm going to point out something from Bishop Joseph Strickland, who I did a show with yesterday. I'll just read this and then we'll get to the gospel. Bishop Strickland said, "A dark cloud has descended on this nation when the UCCB, which is the Bishops' Conference, and Planned Parenthood speak in unison in support of the Biden-Harris administration that supports the slaughter of innocents by abortion for all 9 months of pregnancy." Now, Steve Ray, I can hear you saying that, but this is Bishop Joseph Strickland. And I'm telling you, man, the guy's got guts to say that, Steve. So much, much more we're going to talk about. But before we get into all these issues, I'd like to read the gospel of the day. And then, Steve, CatholicConvert.com, good biblical scholar that I call Steve Ray, even though he doesn't have degrees after name, he does have a PhD in common sense. And so here we go. The gospel according to Luke chapter 17, verse 11 to 19. "As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voice, saying, 'Jesus, Master, have pity on us.' And when he saw them, he said, 'Go show yourselves to the priests.' As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice." I love that loud voice. I have a loud voice too. "And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him." He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. All right, Steve, what's going on here?
Well, the whole point is of being grateful, and not only about having faith, but I think that I take away from that that there's an aspect of being grateful, that many times God does things for us, but we don't say thanks. And we look at him as our father. Fathers like to be thanked for their kids. They do things because they love their kids.
Amen.
But the father always has great joy when the children respond, thank you, Dad. We're so grateful for all that you do for us. Paul tells the same thing here. He says that from the beginning of creation, we've been able to know much about God by looking at his creative work. In other words, he's an artist.
Okay.
We look at his work of art, we can know but much about him. But it said, but although they knew God, they did not honor him as God, nor did they give thanks to him.
Yeah.
But they became futile. Instead of thanking God, they went out and they disobeyed him. And the end result was he gave them over. He just gave them over. He said, okay, if that's what you want, go. And this passage here shows that God wants us to thank him, not because he needs it, but because it's a personal relationship we have with God. And we ought to, like a father and children, we do things for our children, but it's always nice to have the children say thank you at the end.
Steve, an attitude of gratitude's welcome just about everywhere. And I just want to give a little prayer that I say probably 80 to 100 times a day. Yes, several times an hour at least. We give thee thanks, Almighty, all-merciful, and all-loving God, for all the blessings that we have received from thy bounty through Christ our Lord. Amen. This is just a little prayer. Every time like today, it's a beautiful day out here in Southern California. Sun is shining. I look up and say, thank you, Jesus. See, and that's what I'm asking. There's nothing wrong with throughout the day living in that presence of God, because God is here with us all the time. And one more little tip that I wanted to remind everybody. Ask Jesus Christ for more faith every single day. If you do that, I guarantee it, your faith will grow. And I know that sounds like, well, Terry, that sounds too simple. Can I tell you something, Steve Ray? Is it true that the gospel is quite simple? Repent and believe in the gospel?
It's pretty simple in my mind. But, and repent just means turn away from what's wrong and head towards the right direction. That's a pretty simple thing to do.
Absolutely. Steve, before we get into these articles, I believe 110% in what your ministry is all about. I'm gonna twist your arm, and I know you probably don't get as many people when you're on the air with others as I do. It, Steve, tell us a little bit about your ministry for those. We have thousands of new YouTube listeners every 7 days, so there's new people listening, and we're growing. Tell
good
us, yeah, thank you, Jesus. But tell us a little bit about CatholicConvert.com and what you offer people when going to beautiful sacred places around the world.
Well, we got 8 pilgrimages set up for next year. We got grounded this year, but next year we're up in the air again. April, we have 2 trips to the Holy Land.
Good.
We have a St. Paul cruise.
Yeah.
I'm bringing my grandkids on that.
Awesome.
We're going to follow the footprints of St. Paul, visit Turkey and Greece and all the islands in between in the sea. We're going to take a trip to Ireland in August. And we're going to see all the heritage. It's an amazingly Catholic country, a great history. You went there with us.
I did.
And then we also have a trip to Lourdes and Fatima coming up during the month of May, which is the Marian month. And that is a wonderful trip that we've done many times.
Yep.
Just a fantastic trip. Lourdes, Fatima, Santiago de Compostela. And it's the year of St. James.
Ah.
And so we're going to be seeing the tomb of St. James the Apostle. Also, Terry, we're getting back on the road again to do conferences.
Good.
And parish missions. I just signed up for 2 of them already for February. I'm going to be going to Baltimore and to San Antonio, Texas.
Excellent.
For conferences and talks. So go to visit invitesteve.com.
I love it.
My own website, invitesteve.com. But you can get there also through my Catholic Convert. So we got some sales in my store for Christmas.
That's
too.
That's where
so
I was going.
buy 2, get 1 free kind of stuff, no
good.
Shipping.
Good.
And my store on my website too. So lots going on.
Awesome. And Steve, when we come back from the break, I'd like to talk about Monsignor Charles Pope's article in LifeSite News and in the National Catholic Register. I also want to thank all you new listeners. We have in the last 60 days just taken off like crazy with the social media. Almost 500,000 people have been listening and downloading just on our app every month. And so God is good, and I just want to welcome you. But I also want to invite you do you seriously consider being a monthly donor? Because what I do as Virgin Most Powerful is if you give $25 a month, each month, I send you hundreds of dollars of downloads of wonderful programs that I had been recording for 30 or 40 years from St. Joseph Communications. And then that way you continue to form yourself so you're a high information Catholic. You can go online to virginmostpowerfulradio.org or you can call us at 877-526-2151 to register to that. And I just want to thank you ahead of time. And if you can't, that's okay too, because I want you to listen. But I also want you to be a high information Catholic, because in the days that we're living in right now, you have to be very on fire for your faith, because we're living in the world that acts like God doesn't even exist. But if you have that relationship with Christ and you've studied your Bible and you read your catechism and you make visits to the Blessed Sacrament and you get to confession, receive the sacraments often, you'll be strong to handle what we're going to be addressing in the coming years. Because I can only see, in my humble opinion, that without your faith, really deep faith, you're not going to make it in the world today, because so much secularism and so much hedonism is coming down the pike. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about Monsignor Charles Pope. He is a Monsignor in the Washington, D.C. area, and he really does have something to say that's really powerful regarding to the bishops. Just like Bishop Joseph Strickland said things, well, this Monsignor is saying, look, we need to get this straight. So we'll do it. And we'll do it with clarity and charity. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show. Jesse will be back later this week. He's working in L.A. on a new movie about angels and demons. His book, new book, is going to turn into a movie, so keep that in prayer. Hey, we're too blessed to be stressed, too anointed to be disappointed. We'll be right back.
We got Ernesto from Long Beach.
You know, I just wanted to comment, you know, and I just wanted to thank you guys. And I kind of wanted to encourage people that are listening, maybe that are not donating, you know, because honestly, I got to be honest. I used to think you guys were a little
too over the top,
you know?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. You
That's
know,
right.
If God gave us a lot, you know, and I have the blessing of listening to all this. And I just want to call all the people, you know, I got 5 kids, you know, and I don't make a lot of money and I'm still donating to you guys.
God bless you, brother. You're amazing.
We have to do this. We have to do the extra. And it's not even the extra. People see it like it's extra. Kneeling for communion, saying your rosary, saying the Divine Mercy Chaplet. It is not extra. It's what the church tells us to do.
Amen. You're a good man, brother.
30 years old, 29 years old, 5 kids. And I thank you guys. But everybody else, man, get on fire. Fight for the truth, man. I know what I'm telling you guys. There's
I
so
love
many
it.
Out there.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Actually, Jesse Romero's not wearing a hat. That's Steve Ray, folks, CatholicConvert.com. And Jesse, or I should say Steve, this is Veterans Day, so I want to thank all of our military, both living and dead, for the service they've given. You and I have freedom because, like, I have a father who was a World War II veteran. I have an uncle who was part of the Normandy invasion. And they were willing to give their lives for our freedom. And I just think that we need to acknowledge that whenever you see someone in uniform. I know what I do when I see a cop or I see anybody in uniform, priest or nun. I thank them, but also military people. And I would recommend that we do that just as a way of saying thank you. Steve, do you do that also?
Same thing. I do the same thing. Especially at airports, I see somebody, old man in a wheelchair with his World War II or a Korean War. I always go over and say thank you to them and honor them. Same with priests and sisters. That's something that we ought to do because these people really gave a lot of their life for us.
Yep. Steve Ray, I know you've read the article about Monsignor Charles Pope, and I have been a very strong advocate as a layman. I'm in California. You're in Michigan. We've had both governors really put restrictions on our freedom of religion. Is that a fair statement in Michigan? Because that's a fair statement in California. You're laughing.
Our governor, I cannot say enough bad about her.
It's hurt religious freedom. Is that a fair statement in Michigan?
She is against religious freedom. She's against everything pretty much that I stand for.
Well, let me ask you, Steve, because Monsignor Charles was mentioning 9 things bishops should do to show the faithful that public worship is essential. Now, I've been saying this, but I'm a layman. I mean, I have a church in the background. We have never closed our doors. Okay. So technically, I'm in error, but I say an unjust law is no law at all. That's been how I was formed with Thomas Aquinas. So my question to you is, what's your take about this Monsignor Charles Pope? Do you think he's up on something, or do you think he's a little over the top?
Well, just to summarize, what he's doing is he's asking the bishops to not lay around on the couch, get up and do something
That's
for
right.
us. And churches should be open. They shouldn't Amen. Be closed. And he is saying not that we shouldn't be careful. I think that the whole virus thing is way overblown, and I think it's being used financially and politically against Christians and the church. I really do, because you can go cram into an airplane, and I have been on airplanes since this happened, and you can fly in an airplane, and you're in very close proximity to people, and yet you can't go into a church, which is where you could sit 6 feet apart from people.
That's right.
And I know that in some places you can go back into the churches. Now here in Michigan you can, but the restrictions are very restrictive. And I think what's happening, Terry, with the bishops is some of us are our own worst enemies.
Yeah.
I think even if a bishop, say, wanted to loosen up, there's people in his diocese and in the Justice and Peace Commission.
Yeah.
Usually they're the ones that are holdovers from the 70s, the Peace and Justice Commissions, and these people all buy into everything that comes across liberal and leftist. A lot of them do. I'm not saying all of them, because I know some that are very, very good.
Sure.
But I think what my point is that in each diocese, I'm sure there's a very strong contingency that want to take everything the CDC says and push it and limit the bishops and limit the churches. And even when restaurants and other things are opening up, we want to be careful because we love people. And so we want to go overboard in our concern. And I think in a way that is what part of the reason that bishops are hesitant to come out and speak, because.
Okay.
And a whole group of other people. Yeah. And the poor bishops, I think, are stuck in the middle there because they have a whole contingency saying, we will not come if you don't have masks, and if you don't do this and you make all these restrictions, and then there are people like me saying, come on, just open the churches and let's get back. If you want to wear a mask, great, wear a mask, stay 6 feet apart. So I think that as a church, this is a very divisive issue. And you and I are talking to people like us, but there are another whole group of people that are pushing the bishops to go in the route of keeping churches closed and keeping things wrapped up.
Well, I agree with you. Well, Monsignor makes this point that we have to insist that the care of souls is more essential to human flourishing than any of the services the government is calling essential, like marijuana dispensaries. like liquor stores. I mean, give me a break. Now, Steve, you're very gentle, and I appreciate you being nice in saying that to our bishops. I'm in Los Angeles, where we have 5 million Catholics, the largest diocese in the country, twice the size of New York or Chicago. And I have seen the closing of the churches where people are having to go outside. You have to sign a piece of paper. You have to do all kinds of weird stuff to even go, and you can only have 50 people. And these are parishes. I have a parish 5 minutes from me where I have 10,000 families registered. What do you think's happening? What do you think the collateral damage is to those people who aren't going to church every Sunday?
It's inestimable. The collateral damage is inestimable. And the whole, and by the way, I'm not giving the bishops a pass.
No.
I'm not being gentle on the bishops. I'm just trying to be realistic about the what's going on in our churches today and in our diocese. I think the bishops should rise above all of that and insist that the churches be open, that we will follow all the safety precautions that we have necessary, and we're going to open the churches, and we're going to allow Christians to get back to doing what they're doing. Now, I know churches in our, even in our state of Michigan, are opening again. We can go there. We can go to, in fact, my brother just called me today all excited. He went back to confession for the first time, and he said the priest sat there on the pew, and I sat next to him, and he talked to me for 10 minutes, he said, and I confessed, and the priest said, "Welcome home. Welcome home," he said to my brother. My daughter went to Mass this morning, too. So the churches are opening up again. But I think that the damage has been done in a great degree, because there's a lot of people who realize now, they think, I can watch it on TV and it's just as good. That's what the bishop said. You know, just watch it on TV and you can have a spiritual communion. How many people are going to be deceived into thinking that they don't need to go to Mass anymore, that listening and watching on television is just as good? And that's not what the church is about. The church is rubbing elbows with people. It's being with real people, worshiping God together. And I agree with you totally. Bishops need to step up to the plate, and I find too many of them have been very weak-kneed and willing to go along and let the CDC and their local governments become their dictators. So the CDC just said, it just came out now and is saying that everybody should have their Thanksgiving dinners virtually.
I heard that.
You should have virtual Thanksgiving. And if you do have it, family, you should have it outside.
Yeah.
And good luck with that.
I am not
going to follow those rules at all. And I hope that most people, it's ridiculous that you have to do these kind of things. People are going to the gambling casinos. They're going out to stores. They're going out to restaurants. And now we're saying that you can't be with your family on Thanksgiving, and churches are being restricted. I think it's all, the bishops need to stand up. I agree with Monsignor Pope in all nine of his points that he made here.
Yes.
That even if Mass is limited, don't cancel Mass altogether. Make sure that the sacraments are still available. Insist on caring for souls as more essential than a lot of times than the physical aspects.
Yep.
I agree with Monsignor Pope. I very seldom disagree with him, but I really agree with him on these 9 points.
Steve Ray, I want to get a response from about Bishop Strickland's comment regarding the Biden-Harris administration.
But there is no Biden
Harris administration. Not yet. That's right. Here's what he said, and I want to get your response, because the president of the Bishops' Conference, Bishop Gomez in Los Angeles, wrote a congratulation letter to Biden.
And it was disgraceful.
It was disgraceful. Well,
disgraceful.
Well, here's what the bishop said. A dark cloud has descended on this nation when the UCCB and Planned Parenthood speak in unison in support of the Biden-Harris administration that supports the slaughter of innocents by abortion for all 9 months of pregnancy. Now, Steve, I'm getting the impression that, this is crazy that the UCCB has the same position that Planned Parenthood. Is there a problem here? I think so. And the bishop is basically saying that shouldn't happen. And he's willing to call his own brother bishops out. I don't know if that's that common today, Steve. What are your thoughts about Bishop Strickland?
I think the first mistake that he made is saying that the election is over. The election is far from over.
Nope.
What's happening now is like a football game.
That's right.
And it all hinges on the last play, and all of the referees are still huddled discussing what to do with that last play.
That's right.
And the team is saying, we won. Well, no, you haven't. Not until the referees are done refereeing and coming to a decision. The best thing that you can say is that he is, according to some, and by the way, the media does not have the authority to call a presidency. And that's all that they've done. Fox News, CNN,
yep.
All, they are saying it. The states are the ones that say who is the president in January, not the media.
It's not certified.
And the media is jumping the gun. There's a lot of problems. In Michigan, the problems that are now being adjudicated are immense. There's very good reason to believe that Trump will be back in office in January doing what he's continued to done in the last 3 years. 4 years. There's no any saying that Biden has won is premature. That is Gomez's first mistake.
Yeah,
we are. It's not over till it's over, and it's far from over.
Steve,
second of all,
go ahead
to congratulate him. Use these words, Mr. Biden, and acknowledges that he joins the late President Kennedy as the second United States president to confess the Catholic faith. Well, first of all, I think that's very disingenuous because anybody that knows Biden's stand on things knows that he's a fake Catholic.
That's
you
right.
cannot call him a Catholic. He is like my daughter, who's a PhD in theology, and her husband and her in philosophy and theology, says that he is, by his act of supporting abortion, excommunicated.
That's right.
By his very act, canon law. If you promote abortion, if you participate in it or promote it in any way, that you yourself have become automatically excommunicated. Now, to not bring that up and to say congratulations, we have our second Catholic president. First of all, he's not president. And second of all, I don't think you can call him Catholic.
Exactly.
I think you'd have to call him an apostate Catholic because he's not following the teachings of the church. He's contradicting them in the most basic things of human life. So let's get the bishops back on track and stop being politicians and let them start being pastors again.
Steve, why don't you really tell me what you think? This was good stuff. Yeah, it's true, too.
Too many people are always caring about what everybody thinks.
Yep.
I don't work for anybody. That's one of the beauties, and neither do you. I don't work for anybody. If I worked for a diocese, I would be under the control, and they would muzzle me. I'm
That's
not
right.
muzzled.
Neither am I.
I'm muzzled by the truth and by prudence and by facts.
Absolutely. The truth will set us free. Steve Ray, we're going to take a break. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us. CatholicConvert.com is where you want to go for Steve Ray. Steve,
thank you.
You're a good man, and keep fighting the good fight, brother. We love having you with us here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. God love
you
and your family. Take care. CatholicConvert.com. I got Matt Arnold up next here on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. We'll be right back.
We got Ernesto from Long Beach.
You know, I just wanted to comment, you know, and I just wanted to thank you guys. And I kind of wanted to encourage people that are listening, maybe that are not donating, you know, because honestly, I got to be honest. I used to think you guys were a little
too over the top,
man, you know?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. You
That's
know,
right.
If God gave us a lot, you know, and I have the blessing of listening to all this. I just want to call all the people, you know, I've got 5 kids, you know, and I don't make a lot of money and I'm still donating to you guys.
God bless you, brother. You're amazing.
We have to do this. We have to do the extra. And it's not even the extra. People see it like it's extra. Kneeling for communion, saying your rosary, saying the Divine Mercy Chaplet. It is not extra. It's what the church tells us to do.
Amen. You're a good man, brother.
30 years old, 29 years old. 5 kids, and I thank you guys. But everybody else, man, get on fire. Fight for the truth, man. I know what I'm telling you guys. There's
I
so
love
much
it.
Out there.
If you shop on Amazon.com, there's an easy way to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Just visit smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center under the desired charity. Now, when you log into your Amazon account and purchase products, a portion of it will automatically go to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio at no cost to you. Thanks in advance for supporting CRC and VMPR, and may God richly bless you and your family.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Actually, it's not Terry and Jesse. Matt Arnold is joining me because Steve Ray had to run. And I hope you enjoyed CatholicConvert.com, Steve Ray. And Matthew Arnold has a show right after mine. So, Matt, thanks for coming in early to join me. I can't hear you. All right, we're gonna get that engineer to fix that. Oh, there you go, Matt. Now I can hear you.
Now you can hear me? Okay, yes. Yeah. Great to be here, Terry. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Matt, I want to do two things. I want to get your reaction to a couple things.
Sure.
We were talking about Monsignor Charles Pope, and I know you have great respect for him because mm-hmm. I think I've had more lunches talking about articles of his with you than most any others. So that's number one. But
then you've got checks on your shirt there. Yeah.
Yes. Well, Monsignor Charles Pope mentioned 9 things that bishops should do to show the faithful that public worship is essential. And it was in the National Catholic Register, and other publications picked it up. And, you know, you live in the Orange Diocese. I live mm-hmm. in L.A. County Diocese. And it's just refreshing for me, and I want to get your reaction to his article, that we have somebody standing up and saying, hey, bishops, go to bat for us. You know, insist that the care of souls are more essential than human flourishing than any of the services the government is calling essential. Great point, Monsignor. Mm-hmm. And I think he's encouraging our bishops to stand up for the flock. What's your take on that article?
Well, you know, there's a sense in which, of course, you know, we are called to love God and we are called to love our neighbor as ourselves.
Absolutely.
But because we're called to love our neighbor as ourself, that implies there's such a thing as proper self-love.
Yeah.
And now people would suggest, of course, that it's love your neighbor, that we're wearing masks and we're staying distanced and we're not going to church and we're, you know, avoiding the sacraments or only receiving in the hand or whatever it might be, because love your neighbor.
Yeah.
But again, I don't think it shows a proper love of self, because the most important thing, what's the most important thing, Terry? Most important
salvation of souls.
That's right. It's to go to heaven.
That's right.
Okay, and so you do have to take proper care of your body. You need to be a good steward over the body that Christ is, you know, God has given you. But you also, more important, to be a good steward over your soul, because your body is going to die. We're all in it, you know. That says, as you so often say, mm-hmm. nobody gets out alive.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You know, and so it is. It's something that I think that a lot of people in the church, even in the hierarchy, have lost sight of this life not being the only life, and in fact, the next life being more important than this life.
Well said. That's how I see it also. And, you know, I want to just mention one more thing to you and get a reaction before mm-hmm. I move on to my next topic. I had Bishop Joseph Strickland in the studio, as we do it every Tuesday, for those who don't know that, they're brand new listeners, the Bishop Strickland Hour. And
Bishop Strickland Hour, it actually airs on Thursdays, right?
Tuesdays, actually.
Oh, it airs on Tuesdays.
Yes, sir.
But you pre-record the next week's show, is that?
Yes, that's correct. Week in advance.
My point is that this thing that he said, that show has not aired yet.
No, it has not aired. It'll be airing next Tuesday.
So next Tuesday, people are going to want to definitely tune in.
Yeah. And he basically said this. He said, a dark cloud has descended on the nation when the USCCB, which is the Bishops Conference for America, mm-hmm. and Planned Parenthood, too, speak in unison in support of a Biden-Harris administration that supports the slaughter of innocents by abortion for all 9 months of pregnancy. Now, Matt, hear this out. I was critical of my own archbishop for that letter, and I think we even talked about that was very imprudent. And you know why? I mean, he's a Catholic who believes in abortion, homosexual marriage. He's performed marriages in the White House as the vice president years ago, and our archbishop, the president of the bishops' conference, is congratulating him. What's your take on that?
Well, again, I don't know if the archbishop might be being a little cagey, because his precise words were the second president who professes the Catholic faith. But I think that's a distinction without a difference. To profess the faith is to be Catholic.
Right.
And as you say, he is publicly and notoriously guilty of things that go directly against the faith.
Yeah.
Not the least of which being... You mentioned his pro-abortion stance.
Yeah, but same-sex.
But the idea, not only that he would support same-sex unions, but that he has actually performed them.
Yeah.
You said he's performed marriages in the White House.
Well, yes. So-called.
Yeah, so-called marriages in the sense that he married, quote-unquote, two men. And that's one of those things. You see, Terry, in Catholic understanding, of course, matrimony is a sacrament. That's different from just marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You notice nobody's calling for gay matrimony,
right?
Okay? Which
right.
is this where you swear to God this life-giving love that goes until death, and nobody on that side of the aisle seems to be interested in that kind of thing. But matrimony is a sacrament. It is received and given to each other by the couple. They're the ones that actually are the ministers of the sacrament.
Right.
But it must be witnessed by a priest. Okay, as a representative of the church, a priest and two witnesses. In a best case scenario, it happens in the context of a mass. In a worst case scenario, it's blessed after the fact. But you can't have a Catholic marriage without involving the priesthood. And for someone who's not a priest and a Catholic to, quote unquote, perform a marriage ceremony is something that gets you automatically excommunicated.
See, but
I think I came in at the tail end of Steve Ray's remarks. I think he was pointing that is that if he's a Catholic, he's an apostate.
Absolutely.
And so what the bishop should be doing is calling him out on that.
Yes.
Not congratulating him and acting as though he was a Catholic in good standing when he's clearly not. Also, and I think Steve mentioned this too in the last segment, he's not president yet either.
No, he's not.
You know, we're not going to find out who the president is until December, and whoever it is isn't going to start the next four-year administration until January.
That's right.
So, you know, it's like jumping the gun.
Well said. And I will say this, that we pray for the priests, the bishops, the Pope, every Thursday night here at the Sacred Heart Chapel.
Mm-hmm.
For 2 hours, we get on our knees and pray for them. And this is, I mean, I'm being critical of the bishop, but I pray for him because I just want him to do what he's supposed to do when it comes to proclaiming the gospel. And my prayers, maybe I'm not praying hard enough. Maybe all of us haven't prayed hard enough for our leaders so that they have the graces to correspond and not be politically correct, but be correct when it comes to teaching the authentic teachings of the church and calling people to repent and believe in the gospel.
Which, of course, is their job. And that's the thing, too. It's like it is a scandal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing, you know. And you know what? The word scandal comes from the Greek skandalon.
No, I don't.
It means a stumbling block. Ah. But a stumbling block, literally, it is a stone at the end of a chute. You run the lambs down the chute, the sheep down the chute.
Yeah.
They stumble on that block, and it exposes their neck so you can kill them. And that's what a scandal does. It kills people's soul. It kills the life of grace in them when they become scandalized and turn away from the church.
It really does. And I want to just say, all of these bishops, priests that we talk about where there's scandal, we pray for them. Another one that is a scandal is the Archbishop of John C. Wester we should be praying for in New Mexico, Santa Fe. I've been there many times in Santa Fe, the
Holy
cathedral.
Faith.
You've been, yes, Holy Faith. And where there's Catholics saying, wait a minute, Archbishop, well, you're banning us from indoor masses and you're leaving the cathedral gift shop open for business. And we're saying, wait a minute, I can go into that little gift shop. I've been there. I bought stuff out of that gift shop. But you can't go into this big cathedral and have six feet apart, you know, where we can go to Mass. And so there's a mix-up. And then he wrote a similar letter to the Biden group saying that it's so nice to know that you're going to be the next president so you can clean up what President Trump has just caused so much havoc in our country. I'm so sorry, Bishop. Again, he's not the president yet.
No.
So I just want to pray for them. I'm probably being a little critical, but when I read his letter that was sent to me, it was so brutal in the sense that acting like he's the president, but also saying that now you can clean up so much of the mess that the previous guy did, and yeah. we can get, you know, the country back in order. And I just think that it's time.
Well, again, you know, that's one of those, I'm not going to, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Yeah.
Opinions are like belly buttons. Everybody's got one. And
yeah, <that's true.
laughs> Bishop gets to have one too.
Absolutely.
But having said that.
Yes.
You know, you're talking about getting things back in order.
Yeah.
Well, it looks to me, I mean, there's an awful lot of people in this country, maybe 70 million of them.
Yeah.
Who feel like this election is being stolen from
that's
Donald
right.
Trump.
Yeah.
How many cities have they burned down?
Yep.
Okay. How many cops have they blinded with,
zero.
With lasers? How many firebombs have they thrown?
None.
Right.
None.
It's like I think that some maybe these bishops it would do well for them to pray a little bit.
Yeah, I agree,
and look for some clarity on these issues.
And again, Bishop Sheen told us back in the 70s to do exactly what Matt and I are doing right now, is tell our bishops to act like bishops, tell our priests yeah. to act like priests. This was 1973. I've got it on a cassette tape where Bishop Sheen, lay people, get your bishops to be acting like bishops, priests be acting like this, sister, same thing. Hey, Matt, when we come back, we'll talk about the election. One of my favorite colleges isn't Catholic. Does that scandalize you? It's called Hillsdale College
okay.
out in Michigan.
Yeah.
And Robert Epstein gave a presentation that Senator Ted Cruz saw and asked him to do this presentation in front of Congress in regards to all the social media giants like Google.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to share that with you because what's the real mainstream media's falsely? Why is it pushing falsely a narrative? Two things, that Biden is the president-elect, they're pushing that. And they also pushed a lot during the election that you'll be shocked when I tell you what was said. And even more shocked when I tell you that because of what he did, all right, this is a teaser and it's a sad thing to tease on.
Mm-hmm.
One of the attorneys said, Mister, what you just did could cost you your life. Now, when I come back, I'm going to tell you what happened to his family because of what he did in trying to bring the truth out about the social media giants and how they're manipulating all of us. God bless this gentleman, and I'll tell you more about it on the other side of this break. You will not want to miss this. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show. Matt Arnold is filling in the second half of the show. I want to remind everybody, Matt has another show right after this one, and I'm going to ask him when we come back a little bit to tell us what he's going to be talking on. And you need to get our YouTube channel or go to our app store, Virgin Most Powerful, or our website, virginmostpowerfulradio.org. Get the apps because you don't want to miss Matt's show right after the Terry and Jesse show. And when I come back, I'll tell you what happened to a gentleman who exposed social media giants.
Our nation is too full of those that are crying down. Down with the police, down with the churches, down with teachers, down with government. Can you build anything down? You cannot. Certainly time in our nation to change our words. And let's begin now to use the word up. Up from all of this filth, up from this violence, up from this indifference of courts. Up, up to the hid battlements of eternity. Up, up to God.
Pro-life across America, the Billboard people.
How does the baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions. But what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before. at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back. It's actually Matt Arnold filling in for Jesse in this segment. And I wanted to bring up the rest of that story that I teased you on at the end of the break about the mainstream media falsely pushing narratives, you know, that, like, for example, that Vice President Biden is now a president-elect. And also, what did the Google search engine do for this election? And our friends over at Hillsdale College. Now, you're going to say, well, Terry, you're promoting a Protestant college. I really am. They're like Thomas Aquinas College. They don't take any money from the federal government, so they can pretty much do what they want. And I watched a YouTube video called Big Tech and Politics Manipulation by Robert Epstein. Now, this was so impressive that when I watched, Senator Ted Cruz called him and said, I need you to testify to Congress. And you probably remember, Matt, 10 days ago, he did.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, look, what's going on with you guys? You seem to be blocking certain types of people who are conservative, maybe even us, which they have on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember an example, we did the Sixth Commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. And they came back and said, you can't, that's offending our group. You know, we're going to warn you for that.
Mm-hmm.
And many times what Mr. Robert Epstein said, Matt, in his presentation, I want people to go to YouTube and watch it, is basically he's been studying this for his lifetime in the sense of the media. And he is the number one person in the world who understands how social media works and how it's manipulating the election and everything we do, even in our churches. And so what his main point is that Google, he said, has millions of pages of records of you, Matt Arnold.
Mm-hmm.
What? Terry Barber, same thing. We know who you are. We know everything about your positions. And we can target you, or we can avoid sending things to you. We can close you down because you don't support the narrative that Google has for politics or religion.
Mm-hmm.
So, Matt, I'm just asking you, I don't know if you had a chance to see the proceedings with the Senator Ted Cruz. It was on YouTube also.
Mm-hmm.
But are you concerned that the big tech people have really, even the tech people when it comes to counting votes, have a question about that also. So technology is really good when it's used in the right way. But I'm saying to you, Matt Arnold, that I think this technology on social media and also software can actually make things turn south when they should be going north.
Quick history lesson.
Yep.
The first big infotech wave mm-hmm. brought a little something called the Protestant Reformation.
Yep.
If it wasn't for the invention of movable type, Protestantism would have never gotten off the ground.
Absolutely right.
But it's a matter of spreading propaganda.
Yeah.
We had a law in this country, the Hunt Act, something like the Munt Act, I don't remember, it's called, from 1948, that it's illegal for newspapers to publish propaganda.
Ah.
It was repealed by Barack Obama and Joe Biden.
Wow, now that I didn't know.
Yeah, so that's the quiet stuff that doesn't make it to the front page there.
Fascinating.
And the thing is that you know, so you have now this powerful way to spread information around anonymously, right?
Yeah, that's what it's
the pamphleteering and everything.
Yeah, millions.
That you did. You know, and what I'm talking about
worldwide.
Luther.
Worldwide. Okay, go ahead.
Just using pamphlets to spread Protestantism. You mm-hmm. slip them under the door,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then, but the newspaper came along, and newspapers tended to be local news. You know, it was about who grew the biggest pumpkin and who was going to be elected mayor and that sort of thing. And maybe you'd find out who the president was sometime late in January.
Uh-huh.
But the invention of the telegraph changed that. Mm. Suddenly you can send news stories, quote, over the wire.
Wow.
That's what that comes from.
That term.
It comes from the telegraph, Morse code.
Yep.
They would send the, and so what that means is newspaper reporters, journalists now started writing stories with the hope that they would be published in communities where people have no personal stake in the story.
Wow.
And at that moment, back in the 19th century, journalism turned into entertainment.
Wow.
And then when they added the photograph, it was over. Now, all the internet has done is take that and magnify it by a million.
Worldwide.
Quickly. Everywhere.
Instant.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, you know, a telegraph goes fast.
Yeah, but not like internet.
But not like internet. Not where everybody in the country is carrying a computer more powerful than the ones that sent Apollo 11 to the moon in their pocket.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. And it's completely changing things around, including even the way we think.
Wow.
We're being exposed to so much information and so much conflicting information. So many people don't know who or what to believe anymore. That's why people are being tribal. That's why they're voting along those lines or picking and choosing based on whatever they think is popular at the moment, because they just flat don't know.
Fascinating. Matt, well said. I'm glad you brought all these up. I want to recommend people to go to the Hillsdale College YouTube channel, type in Big Tech.
Find out the real ins and outs.
Yeah. Big Tech and Political Manipulation by Robert Epstein. And this is a mind-boggling, it's an hour long, Matt. It's a presentation that, and then there's Q&A, but it's fascinating to show how we're being manipulated by social media.
My Facebook feed is all of a sudden now it's all from the CDC and the World Health Organization. I have no interest in that. That's not part of any algorithm.
Yeah.
That's them trying to shove it down my throat.
You got it. Matt, let's shift gears. You're going to be on the air in about 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share with our listeners why they would want to stay tuned for your show and tell
us
what you're going to talk about?
Absolutely. Well, first off, anybody that's on YouTube or listening on the app, I invite you to continue,
because mm-hmm.
No Nonsense Catholic is going to start sharp at noon. Also, though, if you're maybe listening on the radio someplace and you're interested in my upcoming topic, you can go to YouTube, as Terry said, go to the Virgin Most Powerful Radio live feed on YouTube, or you can download the app or go to the website and listen to the program there. It's called No Nonsense Catholic. Today, Terry, I'm talking about something.
What's that?
That I have been talking about now for 20 years.
I bet you. Go ahead.
And that is the true story of the Holy Grail.
Oh, yes, you have.
All right, going to be talking about the Holy Grail. I mean, I read my first book about King Arthur when I was 11 years old, so I've been on this for close to 50 years now.
You're an old man.
Yeah, and you can hear it in my lungs. Okay.
That's funny.
Anyway, and, you know, in the last 50 years, I've devoured a lot, but my understanding about the Holy Grail completely changed.
What? Okay.
Regarding to its history and its meaning when I became Catholic back
Isn't
in the 1990s.
Isn't that interesting?
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you the story of the Holy Grail, what happened to it, where it came from. It is, in fact, real, and I'm going to answer the question of whether or not it is in the possession of the Holy Catholic Church. So,
well, I want to know all those answers. And the way to do that, folks, is to stay tuned on, like Matt said, your YouTube channel. If you're not on our YouTube channel, it's Virgin Most Powerful Radio's YouTube channel. If you need to go to our website, it's virginmostpowerfulradio.org. And you'll continue to do that. Matt, just a teaser also for the new listeners that we're getting.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a cradle Catholic, are you?
No, I am not a cradle Catholic. I came into the Catholic Church kind of through the back door in 1996 when I was 36 years old.
Yeah. That sounds like a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. I married a beautiful Catholic girl in 1991. Our first son was born in 1993. And when he was still not even quite 2 years old, he started having questions about the faith. And I was reminded of my promise to learn about the Catholic faith so that I could help to raise him in the Catholic faith, which I had promised to do as a condition to being married and, you know, to a Catholic girl in the Catholic Church.
And I will add also, Matthew Arnold worked for St. Joseph Communications with me for many years as the creative director of product. Matter of fact, if you watched What Every Catholic Needs to Know series last Saturday, that was Matt's work. Yeah. Okay. So you want to listen to what Matt has to say when we come back at the noon hour Pacific Coast time. And you can listen to him once a week, every single Wednesday.
Yep.
You're doing this for Virgin Most Powerful, among other things. Matt, let me just say this also. You have been also very instrumental in studying the liturgy. And can you encourage people to go back to some of your podcasts that you've talked on?
Absolutely.
Because I think that's a very important topic.
It is. I agree. And actually, I had a program before I started No Nonsense Catholic. We just started No Nonsense Catholic last spring. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, I had a program that was called, rather ironically, Happy Hour.
Yes.
Because I'm so rarely happy when I talk about these issues.
What can I say?
No, that's not true. But it was called Happy Hour, and I did a whole series.
Yes, you did.
On the two forms of the Roman Rite, the ordinary and the extraordinary form.
Fascinating.
And actually, I don't want to toot my own horn, but there is a group a men's group that actually took those, put them on CD, and made a course out of it.
Good.
So that they could go, teach about the liturgy.
That's
in the
awesome.
Parish. Yeah, I thought it's a terrific use of these materials. And they're there, indefinitely, I guess.
How can people reach that, Matt?
All they got to do is go to vmpr.org, Virgin Most Powerful Radio.org, VMPR, that's the easy way. And and they're all archived there.
Great.
And they're also archived on the app.
Great. Well, I want to recommend, this is the end of the show, so we always talk about the Five Stones of David. Get to confession at least once a month, folks. If you need to go to confession, you're in Southern California here at the chapel. One of our studios, ironically, is a confessional on Saturdays and Sundays. I promise you, I will not have the microphone on, folks.
There you go, there you go.
Promise. Come. We have confessions before the 7:30 Mass, so at 6:30, you can come on Sundays. Saturdays, we have confessions from 3:30 to 5 o'clock. Also, we always want people, if you're not on the team, if you're not praying your daily rosary, get that rosary out, pray it every day. Read your Bible every day. Visit Jesus Christ in the Blessed Sacrament every day. People say they're closed, the churches, find a church. There's other parishes that are still open. If you can't get one, come here to Sacred Heart Chapel. We have ours open all day long for you to visit our Blessed Lord. And also fast and penance. People say Wednesdays and Fridays. That's great. Do some, and it doesn't necessarily mean food from fasting. Have you ever thought of saying, I'm going to fast from being critical? Terry, I'm pointing it at me because sometimes I get kind of critical of things.
Right.
But maybe I can fast from that.
Also, you can abstain from certain things.
Yes.
If there's something that you really, really like, giving up something that's lawful is a real sacrifice.
Efficacious. Oh, it's efficacious. Yeah. Matt Arnold, I'm going to finish up with asking you the same question I asked Jesse Romero. What state should we be living in, brother?
That would be the state of grace, Terry.
Yep, and that's the state we want to live in. That's what Virgin Most Powerful. We're coming up on our third year anniversary in January, and we had one focus in our programming, and that is to get people to heaven, because life is short, eternity is forever. And you know what? I just realized we didn't put our Fulton Sheen quote in, and I'm going to get it in before it ends. Are you ready? Here it comes, folks. Bishop Sheen says, God says to us, if you give me your time, I will give you my eternity. How fitting here at Virgin Most Powerful. Turn your life over to Jesus Christ. Give yourself to Jesus through the Holy Eucharist, through his mother. Receive the sacraments often. Visit Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Ask Jesus Christ for more faith every day. And those who are married, renew your marriage vows often. Bishop Sheen said, your marriage, your love for your wife will not last because you're strong. Your love for your marriage will last because you have the power to renew it. Renew those vows. May God richly bless you and your family. Full Sheen ahead at Virgin Most Powerful Radio.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and the light of thy spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to Thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou Thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of Thy mercy accompany them everywhere, and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.